Jesus Christ, let's go!
Veronica yelled, sat in the passenger seat of the car, hat placed in her hand, window open. A neighbor took notice and glanced over, before continuing back inside their house.
I want to get there before all the good stumps are taken!
Mike, her husband, came rushing out, duffel bag in each hand, quickly tucking his white button-down polo.
Oh, it's about time.
How did you get done so fast?
He asked, heading towards the trunk.
This is camping, right? Isn't the idea to, like, live off the land?
You didn't pack anything.
Hopefully I get mauled by a bear.
All right.
He slammed the trunk and sat in the driver's seat.
I know how much you hate it when I smoke in the car, but...
Yeah, because everything smells like shit.
The engine turned. They drove off. Veronica smirked, now with a cigarette in hand.
I think you're gonna like this place. I went there as a kid and...
Yes, you told me. Sounded miserable.
Sometimes, but...
So why are we going?
To torture you.
Clearly.
Like them or not, my parents never divorced. Not a lot of families could say that. They had things figured out.
So now we're talking divorce.
I'm just saying.
And a camping trip is gonna fix things.
It's better than staying home at each other's...
She took a drag, soon blowing the smoke across his nose.
Classy. Want me to wreck? I thought you were trying to quit anyway.
He swatted it away, letting out a slight cough.
The drinking, yes. But the...
Yeah, it's a trade one habit for another.
Hey, would you rather me weigh 300 pounds? Speaking of which, what exactly are we eating on this excursion through nature?
She turned her head slightly, glancing back at the trunk.
I didn't see a cooler back there.
Just the essentials.
The essentials, huh?
You said it earlier, we're living off the land.
So what the hell did you pack?
Some clothes, bug spray, stuff like that.
Just like the pioneers.
She remarked, holding the cigarette out her window, lightly tapping it.
Why are you always getting on my case anyway? Look, things weren't perfect with my parents, but whenever they'd have these huge fights, one of them would go for a walk, sometimes for hours.
Mike, they were fooling around.
Oh, right. So each of them had an affair. Couldn't be that they found peace in the great outdoors.
Jesus. Talk about denial.
She reached into her pocket and grabbed her phone, hooking it up to the aux cord.
Oh, look! I still have that playlist you made me during rehab. Aww.
She quipped in a cutesy, insincere tone.
Oh, let's hear... this one.
A dreamy synth-pop song began to play. She scoffed, laughing at how corny it seemed.
Hey. You weren't complaining before.
I wasn't sober before.
Listen to this.
Maybe a little too on the nose.
She groaned, turning it off as the car came to a stoplight.
Pull over at this light. I'm getting some beer at the gas station.
Yeah, you think you're funny, don't you?
Veronica smirked, gesturing with her fingers as if to say, a little bit.
It's a miracle I don't drink more.
He muttered.
What was that? It sounded like a retort.
Mike exhaled, shaking his head. The light changed, causing him to pull forward for a moment before turning into the gas station's parking lot.
Come on, light it out! Call me a bitch.
She got out of the car.
For fuck's sake, be a man for once.
Just then, Mike's phone began to ring. It was Terry, his elderly next-door neighbor. After hesitating for a moment, he answered.
Hey there, Jerry. Everything all right?
Tell your wife to stop throwing things in my garbage.
What is she throwing in there?
He peered through the glass doors to notice her checking out at the register, energy drinks, jerky in hand. She then pointed towards the display case, asking for another pack of cigarettes.
I see her outside every night, prowling around my property. If it happens again, I'll have her arrested.
I'll talk to her, all right?
I better not see that bitch again.
Jerry shouted as he hung up. Veronica was approaching, soon back in the car.
Well, you're making friends all over.
Huh?
Jerry just called.
And what did he have to say this time?
He's gonna have you cuffed.
Sounds fun.
She took a bite out of her jerky, half of it peeled from its wrapper.
I have a thing for older men.
You really love pissing people off, huh?
So, how far away is this place?
An hour and a half. You sure you packed enough smokes?
Veronica sneered, feigning laughter, taking another bite. Later, the pair were nearing the campsite, now on a desolate country road. They were fixed between tall weeds and trees which became increasingly dense. Veronica had nodded off, her head swaying.
Finally, some peace.
He grew pensive, letting his mind drift back to a simpler time in the relationship.
Place seems bigger than I remember.
She dropped her suitcase, smiling, taking hold. Mike was carrying one himself.
Yeah. I guess it would, huh? But listen, I'm gonna go get the rest of your things. I'll be right.
I can't believe I even have the things. You bought me an entire wardrobe. Toiletries.
She turned to look at him. His cheeks were rosy, flushed from the cold. A long tan scarf cascaded atop a dark felt coat.
You saved me, even when I pushed you away.
I...
Why?
She stepped closer, tone urgent.
What made you choose me?
He paused, placing a hand on the side of her face, which was a familiar shade of crimson.
Who wouldn't?
They then kissed as Veronica slowly slid his coat off.
There might be one thing I've missed more than alcohol.
Mike let out a soft laugh, kissing her neck as they continued to disrobe. Upon coming back to reality, he glanced over at her. Yet asleep. A tightness in his chest took hold. She looked peaceful. More than anything, Mike wanted her to wake up and be the woman he knew almost a year ago. But things had changed. It felt as though they were strangers. A chipped wooden sign pointing left with the words Fredericksville Campgrounds embossed in yellow was just ahead. Mike took a deep breath before reaching over and nudging Veronica.
Hey, look alive.
She inhaled briefly, trying to get her bearings.
Oh God, this is it, huh?
This is it, babe.
Welcome to the fucking sticks.
Soon they came upon a community of trailers and RVs. Some small, others looking as though they'd taken up three spots. Children ran about, as did dogs, while the adults stood idly by, either setting up a shop or enjoying home away from home. Most with a beer in hand.
There's a shocking lack of tents, Mike.
I knew you'd say that.
We're gonna be a laughingstock.
Lot number 23. This is us. And would you look at that?
Ah.
Seems like our next door neighbor has one.
A tall, fit African-American man stood in a green polyester vest, black and white flannel, jeans and steel-toe boots, holding the leash to his dog, a Great Dane with a fawn coat. Mike lowered his window as they approached.
Hey there.
What's up? You 23?
I wish. I'd still be partying.
My wife here thought bringing just a tent would be ridiculous.
Hey, I do just fine.
He scanned over their maroon SUV, hint of judgment in his eyes, brow furrowed.
Seems y'all will too. Keeping it simple. That's how it's done.
Hear that?
Mike turned to look to Veronica, who rolled her eyes.
Name's Rico. Welcome.
I'm Mike. This is Veronica. We'll pull in and get to know each other.
Alright, come on, Belle.
He clicked his tongue, gently pulling on the leash. She acquiesced, taking a few steps aside. They parked the car and got out, unpacking what little was brought.
Be honest. How much does it suck here?
Nah, I love it. Stress from work gets to be a lot. Coming out here with my girl helps me refocus.
What do you do?
Bella started to growl, eyes stuck on Veronica.
I take care of my mom. Used to run an auto shop. Well, still do. But, I'm on a leave of absence.
She was impressed. Rabbit barking then derailed the conversation.
Hey, Bella, come on. Enough.
Mike chuckled to himself, collapsed it in hand.
What are you so giddy about?
This wonderful day.
I'm gonna go find some toilet paper. Any leaves of three around here?
There's a porta-john just down the way. Easy, girl. Hush.
Veronica walked off.
Beautiful dog you got there. She, has excellent taste in women.
Yeah. Normally don't hear a peep out of her.
Bella quieted down, now sitting peacefully.
I take it you're not married? Or you are and need an escape?
Mike said in jest, placing the tent nearby.
Nah, not married. The last woman I dated was, though.
Oh, yeah?
He replied, nervously.
Look at your face. She was my mom's traveling nurse, Monica. Got off on being a homewrecker, apparently. Wouldn't wear her ring.
But you were single. Are.
Guess she liked what she saw.
Rico lightly chuckled. Mike joined in.
How about you and your girl, man? What's y'all's story?
Yeah, we're married.
I can see that. What do you do outside of here?
I'm an insurance adjuster. Throwing stuff. And V is a veterinarian.
Really? Do all her patients want to tear her apart?
Ironic, right?
Well, listen. I'm gonna head out for a walk, try to expunge some of Belle's nervous energy. I can show you guys around if...
She started growling once more, soon thrashing.
I really do make friends wherever I go.
Maybe the tour can wait. I'll catch up with you two later.
Good luck, man.
You're such a dork.
What?
Good luck, man.
What is your problem?
I'm about to spend a week sleeping on the cold, hard ground.
We talked about where to go on vacation. You didn't offer up any ideas. Not one. So finally, I suggested camping. And what did you say? Sure, fine.
Yeah, so you dropped it already.
I'm trying to save whatever's left of our marriage, Veronica. We're supposed to be in love, you know.
Are we setting up this stupid tent or not?
Do it yourself. I'm going for a drive.
You're leaving? Typical.
Yeah, because if I don't, I'm gonna-
Explode? Lose your fucking mind? Throw me against a wall? God. Anything would be better than... this!
And just what is this? Huh?
You tell me. Once and for all, let it out!
Is everything a game to you?
He barked, now inches away. Veronica bit her lower lip, pursing a smile born of anticipation.
I'll be back in a little while. Do what you want.
There ain't much. Where are you gonna go?
I'm checking out the lake. Maybe I'll drown.
You never mentioned a lake.
Mike opened the driver's side door as a self-assured snigger left his lips.
Yeah, I did. But you were too busy shitting on me to notice.
Veronica quickly followed, running around to the other side.
Oh, suddenly you're interested.
Well, I'm not just gonna stay here by myself.
I think we need some time apart, V.
She hopped in, soon reaching over and beeping the horn.
Jesus Christ, would you stop?
He beckoned, climbing inside. The pair drove off, leaving camp.
Admit it, you hate fun.
Hate fun? All I ever do is...
Make me feel like shit?
I make you feel like shit. I make you feel like shit.
Listen, Mike. If I'm short with you, it's because we're just different people. I appreciate everything you've done for me, but the truth is, I'm not attracted to people who go to art galleries or jazz clubs. I mean, fuck, you listen to NPR for God's sake! Every day! I'm used to drinking, partying, going to raves at some shitty-ass nightclub.
I thought you were past all that.
And I thought you were past having to lie for me. I'm not a goddamn veterinarian.
That's your dream. You're... in school.
Community college, Mike. I'm taking remedial math for fuck's sake.
Listen.
What, are you ashamed of me? I mean, the nerve you have to sit on your high horse, acting like this martyr who can do no wrong. That makes me, what? The bitch, right? Well, at least I let out my emotions.
You want emotions? Because I've got plenty. I'm married to an ungrateful cunt who doesn't care about...
Mike!
He refocused moments before railroading Rico and Bella, who were crossing a three-way intersection, careening off the road and into the tall grass. Mike sat petrified as the car finally came to a halt.